sun had already
risen.
Now, if today is Friday, then Thursday was
the day before.
Or yes.
Yesterday.
Now, if somebody was going to come and see you, and they were not coming this Sunday, but the one afterward, you'd say they were going to come
next Sunday.
Now, if they had come to see you in the past, and it was not the Sunday that had just gone by, but the one before that, you'd say they had come to see you
last Sunday.
If you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody,
what time is it?
And then they might pull out their
watch.
Now, if it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's
night.
Okay. And exact time, if somebody, like you looked at your watch and it was midway between 7 and 8, you'd say it was
something too.
Something too. Another way of saying 8:30 might be.
Yes.
If, instead of saying 8:30, you could say
8 o'clock.
Okay. And would you ever use the word half?
Half past.
Half past.
The old people used to use half past.
Uh huh.
But
uh-huh.
Now we don't.
You don't ever use. That's right. You don't hear that much.
No.
Now how about another way of saying, instead of saying 8:45, you might say
it's 15 minutes to eight.
And what about what the old people might have used? Something else.
They'd say half past 15.
Or how about quarter?
Quarter to.
Oh, yeah.
A quarter to.
Quarter to.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, yes, I've been doing that for quite
a few years.
Or
quite a while.
Now, you might say, now, business wasn't very good last year, but I hope it will be better
this year.
If something happened on this day, exactly this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
the same time.
Or exactly
1 year later.
Or if you looked up at the sky one day and you might say, I don't like the looks of those dark
clouds.
Now, on a day when the sun is shining and there's no clouds, you'd say, I believe we're going to have a
beautiful day.
And if it's an opposite kind of day, if it's not raining but it's the sky's covered with clouds, you'd say, I believe we're going to have
a dreary day.
If it's been nice and beautiful but the clouds start coming in, you'd say, I believe the weather is
cloudy.
And if it's been cloudy but then the clouds pull away and the sun's coming out, you'd say the weather is
fair.
Now, talking about high winds, if you said the wind was high during the night, you'd say all night long the wind
blew.
Now, you might say around here in the past, the wind has really
calmed down.
And it, do you have bad winds around here much?
The wind do get high.
If the wind was coming from that direction, you'd say the wind is
coming south.
Okay. And if it was that direction,
north.
If you didn't have any rain for a couple of weeks, you'd say you were having a
dry weather.
And if it didn't rain for just maybe a month or months, you'd say you were having a
drought.
And now, if the wind has been real gentle and it's just gradually getting stronger, you say the wind is
rising.
If it's just the opposite, if it's been strong and it's getting weaker and weaker, you'd say it's doing what?
Calming down.
And in the fall, when you first go outdoors and it's cold, but not too cold, you'd say, well, it feels kind of
airish.
Good. If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you'd say, last night we had
a frost.
And you might say, it was so cold that the water in the pond
froze.
And if it gets gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze.
And you'd say, before I got out there, it hit a... Now, the different neighborhoods and things, now, like when Main Street was the area where they had most of the stores. That
yes,
you see,
the heart of the town.
And that was where the oldest stores and
yes,
everything were. Now, when you were shopping, like years back, where did you usually go to buy clothes and groceries and things? Which?
Well, Mary, we, way back, we used to just mostly shop down here.